Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shah Parali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shah Parali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shah Parali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shah Parali for the Shah Parali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shah Parali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamualaikum, Sastakar, Namaskar to all the listeners. This is Attorney Shah Parali for the Shah Parali Law Show. And today we're going to discuss, of course, about different topics in immigration. But we will be also be taking the calls in the next few minutes. You can call the studio on the number 408-912-5565. And today, again, I have Franco with me. Thank you, Franco, for always being here. And everything I'm going to tell you today, again, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. And, of course, right now, a lot of people are a little bit worried, but at the same time, there are good news coming. For some cases, it seems like the immigration is a bit getting better. They're less strict, but I don't know if it is only in our office, but we are seeing approvals coming. Even an appeal we won on an H-1B, which was denied on a specialty occupation to the AAO, and also we won another case on a cross-chargeability for different countries. As you know, if your spouse or you are born in a different country, your dates of priority date is considered under a different country. It's for example, if you are born in the Middle East, in Dubai, or you were born in Bangladesh, but you are a citizen of India, you can still benefit from those dates that are from regular countries. And even if your spouse is born in another country, for example, you are from India and your spouse is born in Europe, for example, or another country, you can benefit from that too. So it's the country of birth, and we have one another case today on that, and we are very, very happy, and congratulations to the team. And I'm going to talk a little bit, of course, about the different issues. First of all, politics and news. It seems like Donald Trump is really kind of getting people confused. Of course, we don't know really what is his immigration stance at this point. But anyway, we have not gotten really a clear picture where he's going. As for Hillary Clinton, it seems she's silent when it comes to mostly employment-based She's talking a lot about other immigration, but not employment-based, so maybe her silence is good for us. So we will find out more in the next few weeks. So until then, on the debates, we will probably know where they're standing, both candidates. So let us wait a little bit. As soon as the debate starts, we will get some answers. So I don't know if we have any callers at this point, but you can call. The number to the studio is 408-912-5565. And we are live today. It's August 25th, if I'm not mistaken. And also, if you need any help on immigration, you can always call our office, 510-742-5887. Franco tells me there's one caller online. This is Shabra. You're live on air.
Hey, hi, Shab. This is Damia.
Hi, Damia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you, Damia?
So, actually, I'm an OPT, and I got H-1B approved in, first week of August. I'm traveling, for September long weekend for 10 days. I'm going to Germany to meet my husband. So, and H-1B starts on October 1st. So, is some of my friends are saying you should not travel. So my travel dates are from September 1st to September 12th. Is it okay to travel?
Well, you can travel technically, but if you are having a cab gap, then you will lose a cab gap. But in your case, it's not a cab gap, right? You're on OPT, right?
Yeah, I have a valid OPT till next year.
Yeah, it's okay to travel, but it's not recommended to travel, because the problem when you travel and you come back, they might change the I-94, and then on October 1st, they might not shift your H-1B automatically. That's why people are recommended to wait. And if you want to travel, get your H-1B stamp and come back, because by mid-September, you will be eligible to get the H-1B stamp. So you're better off coming back on the H-1B rather than coming back on the F-1 OPT. So that's why people are telling you not to travel, because it can create some confusion at the USCIS level and even at the airport. So the best, if you want to travel, is better to go and get a stamp, come back on an H-1B.
Okay. So is it in always, do they change, it will not automatically start H-1B on October 1st if my I-94 is on OPT?
No, they might not, because the problem is that when you did the application, you did to a change of status from F-1 to that. But the problem is, since the H-1 doesn't kick in until October 1st, they at the airport, they might say, okay, you came back, you're on a different F-1 now. When you came back on the, you're traveling on the F-1 OPT instead of the regular F-1. So that means to get the H-1 kick in, you will have to leave again and come back on the H-1. So the best choice is to come back directly on the H-1. So I don't recommend traveling, even though you can, but it can create problems down the road. If there's a confusion in the system, they might say your H-1 didn't kick in properly. Okay?
Okay, got it. And one more quick question. So, for example, if my H-1B don't start on October 1st, if in November, if I go to India and get stamped, from that time onwards, it will be valid, right?
Your H-1 will only kick in when you enter. When you get the stamp, you can come back right away with the H-1. But you won't be able to work until the H-1 kicks in on October 1st.
But I'll be having a valid OPT, right?
No, because you're coming back on H-1.
Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you so much, Shah.
Good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know the sound might not be great, so I apologize for that. It's probably on my phone side. But the number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. We are doing the show live. It's August 25th, 2016, Thursday, and I have Franco on the board with me. And to start, I was talking a little bit about the situation that is happening in the United States for the immigration side. They have kind of toned down a little bit. It was kind of strict. Having said that, a lot of people are still going through a lot of issues when it comes to their previous H-1Bs. One of the things that the Department of Homeland Security, especially the Department of Documents Fraud, is investigating are all those cases where people came on a specific project and didn't work on those projects. For example, when the H-1B was filed, or a different end client. For example, the client A, the case was filed under client A, but when the candidate came in, quickly that candidate started working with end client B. And they are, although this should be no issue, but they are looking at this as a matter of fraud. So be very careful. Make sure that you are compliant with all this. Let me take another caller, Franco. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Yes, my name is Ranbir. I have one question. Hello. My mom went to India, so she has green card. And, you know, she's, because of some family problems, so she's more than 2 years staying in India on green card. So my question is that what I have to do if she has to come back?
Okay, you didn't file any reentry permit for her, right? Did you?
I'm sorry, what you said?
Have you filed any reentry permit, form I-131, for her before she leaves?
No, sir.
Okay. So what you need to do, you need to go to the U.S. Embassy, get what we call an SB-1. This is kind of a revalidation of the green card. And you pay the fee there, and if they approve it, then she will be able to come back. If they don't approve it, then basically she needs to return that old green card, and you need to refile a new case for her, or she can return the green card and request to get a visitor visa. So that's the steps that you have to take. And if you have some issues, just give me a call at the office. We'll see what we can do at 510-742-5887. Okay.
And this I can do here in the U.S. or they have to go to India, U.S. Embassy?
India, U.S. Embassy. You have to do the SB-1 in India, U.S. Embassy. Either for the visitor visa or revalidating the green card, you will need that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. So let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hi, sir. This is Santosh. I have a question for my friend. So, my friend applied on an EB2, his green form processing. Mm-hmm. And now again, when he changed the company, they applied on EB3. So, at any point of time, can we have two I-140s, one with the EB2 and one with the EB3, so that in future he can choose whichever way comes to current, whichever the latest
Yes, technically yes, he can have as many I-140. But was it on the same company or different company?
Actually, it's a different company. So what he's planning is he would like to ask to the company to convert into EB2 in the new company. So first company, Okay. Employer A applied on EB2, but employer B, by mistake or some reason, they applied on EB3. Now he's thinking. Okay. Whether both the dates are almost the same, correct? So whether if the EB3 comes first, we are not sure. So that is the reason what he's thinking is whether to apply it or not.
Okay.
For that he's in confusion. So if he apply on EB2 with the same company, if he has EB3 one and EB2 two 140, so can he choose any one of them in future, or only once he ported to EB2 only the EB2 will be the latest one will be active?
Well, this is a very good question. He can use any of them because one doesn't kill the other. However, unless they withdraw it. However, he still has to get the offer back from the company, because if he leave the company A and now he's working for company B, company A might not take him back. So, but if they agree to take him back, yes, he can use whichever one he wants. Okay?
No. So employer A is out of the loop. Okay, so employer A, they applied on EB2, and the employer B, they applied on EB3. So he has a valid I-140 right now. So it's been 2 years for him. So now, with the employer B itself, he would like to apply again as a EB2.
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
he can
so
apply.
So with the employer B itself, he will be having EB-2 and EB-3 both.
Yeah, they can apply on EB-2 because the job description will change. But if it is the same job description, no. It's a little technical at this point. It is doable, but it has to be a different position that qualifies on the EB-2 because you cannot have same labor on same position and try to shift it to labor. But if it is different, for example, let's say he's a technical engineer and now they're putting him manager, that is okay. But if you're putting two technical engineers, one you're trying EB-2, one EB-3, then it won't work.
Okay, so... Okay, and I have one more question. So, employer A applied EB-2 on a principal software engineer role. Okay, so that person mm-hmm. would like to move it to another company, employer B, with a manager role. Okay, when he's mm-hmm. when they are applying his H-1 on a green card on EB-2 for the manager role, can he port the date?
Of course. The date is irrespective of the position. The date is still good. This is a very good question you're asking because a lot of people get confused. They think, for example, you can have even different kind of jobs. You port the dates. It doesn't matter. The dates are irrespective of the job. But it becomes a problem if you don't have the qualifications for it. That's a different issue. But the date, you can always port it from position A to position B. Doesn't matter.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, sure.
Okay, good luck to you. Good luck. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a very good two good questions from our previous caller. And he said basically, he talked about the I-140. Can you have several I-140? The truth is that you can have as many I-140 as you want. But make sure that you're not contradicting yourself, because if one company is putting your job experience as let's say, XYZ, then and then the other one is putting ABC, then there will be a conflict of information that can cause problems for you. But you can have as many I-140. The second question, can you port the priority date? Yes, you can port the priority date, because the priority date is nothing to do attached to the job description. And the third question was, can a company carry an EB-2 and EB-3? The answer is yes. In fact, if you change position, it is recommended to carry. The only problem is which of the position which is available. So if you shift someone, for example, from an EB-3 to EB-2, then is the EB-3 position still available? And that might be questioned by the USCIS. So be careful on that. Let me take another caller. This is Shaparelli. You're live in here. Hello. Hello? Hello? I think we lost the call, Franco. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can call. The number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. We are on August 25th today, 2016. And this is Attorney Shaparelli broadcasting live on KLOK 1170 AM. And today we are discussing, of course, about immigration, but we got many questions on employment base, but you can also call on family base, like on parents petition, someone call on GC and their green card while they're outside. Do they lose it? How do they kind of recover it and things like that? So feel free to call. Let me take another caller. 40 this is Shaparelli. You're live on air.
Hi, Shah, this is
Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm listening to you. You're live.
Hi, this is Ruchir. I had a question on an RFP on H4 EAD.
Mm-hmm.
So, we applied for my wife back in March, and for some, we had to travel to India in July. By July, we didn't get the change of status from F1 to H4. And a concurrent application for the EAD. So since we traveled while the F1 to H4 was in process, I think the application will most likely be denied, but they sent us an RFP saying, did you travel? And if you did not travel, provide evidence of that. So how do we respond to this? I know the application is probably will be denied, but what kind of documents do we need to send for this RFP?
Okay, If you did a change of status, as soon as you travel, technically the part of the change of status is denied. And when she came back, on what visa she came back? On H-4?
No, she came back on F-1.
Okay, you should have gotten the H-4. You would have been faster, and then you could have reapplied for the EAD. Oh, yeah, you should just tell them you travel, and ultimately the H-4 change of status will be abandoned. You will have to reapply for H-4 and H-4 EAD if you want to move forward now.
What documents do we send in response to the RFP? I mean, what do I tell them?
I don't know exactly what they're asking, but they're asking if you travel, just when you send them the ticket or air ticket, they will know that since you travel, automatically that H-4 change of status died. So that's what they want to know.
Is I-94 okay? Can we send them the I-94 along with that, saying, yeah, she traveled and this is the date she entered back in the U.S.?
Yeah, you can send any proof, but you should send the ticket, the air ticket.
Okay.
That's what they want. Okay? But I have to look at the RFE to give you a very precise answer, because sometimes they ask things in the RFE and you don't understand, so I don't want to tell you 100%, but yeah, the air ticket and the I-94 should be good. You should put both. But technically, you can even call them or withdraw it, or you can send a letter withdrawing the case and reapply for it.
Oh, okay.
Because at this point, it's useless, because technically they cannot give it to you. And even if they give it, it will be by mistake, okay? So
yeah,
be careful,
yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, good luck to you. Let me take another caller, Franco. This is Shapira. You are live on air.
Oh, yeah. Hi, my name is Lakshmi Narayan. I want to connect to Shabrali, please.
Yeah, this is Shah. You're live on air.
Hey, my name is Lakshmi. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes. Can you hear me, Lakshmi?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello. I can hear you.
Okay, that's Shah. You're live on air. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I have a question, actually. I was filed through an H-1 through a company which is based out of Florida. And
yes.
See, they're from the beginning of the part, they have been changing my LCA amount, and LCA was not correct, and a lot of problems was going on. And sometime by the month of June, when I came out of the project, they totally sent me a sheet saying that this is what you will get. This is neither an LCA amount nor an discussed amount, nothing. And somewhere by mid of July, what they did is they sent me a notice saying that you'll be on unpaid vacation. What can I do with that? Because I'm not able to do anything.
Well, yes, you can. You can put a complaint with the Department of Labor, because technically when they put you on H-1B, they have to comply with the LCA, and they cannot force you to go on vacation. They have to fire you, technically. And if they do, they have not paid you, you can put a complaint with the Department of Labor. That's the easiest way to do that.
Yeah, I can do that. But one problem is I already spoke to them for one time with the HR and all those things. When I spoke to them, they didn't say me anything. And suddenly, when I kept the phone down, I got an email saying that you're terminated from job. And I have to talk to them again and agree to all these terms and say them things that I'll be on leave. And a lot of things they're doing. So if I'm terminated, then in that case, I'll be out of status, right? So I have to exit out of US immediately then.
Yes and no, but if there's a complaint, then it's very hard to kind of analyze those cases, because many of those companies, they kind of try to cheat the system, and that's why we're having so much problem for good people who are trying to do everything right. But the only people who can really help you at this point, doesn't matter, because if they're going to keep you and they're not keeping you the right way, not compliant, you will be in trouble when they get investigated. So the best is to sit down and find out exactly what they're doing wrong. Give me a call at the office. We can do a consultation and we can assess what you can do next. But if you don't want to do that, you can just go ahead and put a complaint with the DOL, Department of Labor. At least you will be basically protecting yourself. And then next step, then you need to find another company to move your H-1B ultimately, because if they are not paying you, if they are not giving you, they cannot just keep you because you are negotiating with them. They have to pay you accordingly, because you are...
I'm already not paid for more than 2.5 months. And the first month, they billed me and they just paid me $1,000. And when I asked them, they said, no, I can't pay you anymore. because the project, I took this project from my initiative, and I don't want the client.
Yeah, that's why I don't want you to.
And I was just
playing with them. Listen to me. Don't discuss that on the radio, because technically, if you know yourself they're not compliant, it's your duty to report them, not just sit there and trying to fix it, because they cannot fix it. If you report them, at least you're protected. That's why I'm saying call me in the office, we'll discuss about it, okay?
Sure, sir. Sure. I'll call you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
5887. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shabrai. You're live on air. Hello? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I know we got a lot of callers, and sometimes I cannot advise you on what I'm doing on the radio is more informational, but sometimes I cannot really answer you because many of those issues can put you also in trouble. So I'm letting people know that it's always good sometimes to have a consultation with an attorney. You can call our office or another attorney. You can call our office, for example, at 510-742-5887. We can do a full consultation and guide you what needs to be done. But be very careful, because since this caller brought up the issues, whenever you have an H-1B, if you are basically complying with the bad ways of the employer, if the employer is doing something bad and you are basically helping them or be agreeing to that, you can be an accomplice in the problem of H-1B. And we are seeing a lot of problem getting in trouble because of that right now, because many people just say, okay, I just want to keep my H-1B, so I'll do anything that it takes. But it doesn't really work this way. It's always better to go back and then refile with a new company rather than trying to get into their mess, because many of those companies will be under investigation. If they're already doing that, that means ultimately they will be under investigation. And once they are under investigation, they will basically round up everybody in the group. And we are seeing that more and more often right now, especially home visit, where they're basically questioning the employees and saying, hey, that's what I was talking about earlier. You had an end client letter with this company A, and when you came here, you were working for company C or company B, or they are coming back and saying, oh, you mentioned on your H-1B that you're going to work on an in-house project, but then now you're working with, when you came, you never work on the in-house project, or they mention an in-house project, and the in-house project is not a genuine project. So you have to be very, very careful, because before those things, a lot of people will get away with it. But recently, the USCIS has caught up on this, and they're going backward for years and trying to trace the H-1B at its outset. So you need to be very careful and make sure that not only the employer is compliant, but you are compliant too. And if the employer is not doing something right, you need to move away. We have a lot of examples now where basically they are trying to get both employer and employee trapped in the net. So be very careful and make sure you're talking to an attorney who is basically has integrity, who's going to guide you to do the right thing instead of just telling you do that and do that. So you can call us at the office, like I said, 510-742-5887. And I don't know if I have more callers. This is Shabrai. You're live on air. Okay, so we don't have more callers, so we're going to take a quick break, Franco, and we will be back after those messages. And after that, we will be talking a little bit about that settlement, but we'll still be taking some calls on immigration and other issues, because I think I have another 20 minutes to go or so. So don't go anywhere. We will be back after those messages.
Beerables Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Pirelli Law Group and Emmy Law Help Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shah Piralee, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Piralee has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is Attorney Shah Piralee for the Shah Piralee Law Show. And as I mentioned, everything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office is 510-742-5887. 510-742-5887, and the website is attorneyonair.com. One word, attorneyonair.com. It will go in Piralee Law. And again, I think we have some callers online, so let me take the callers, Franco. This is Shah Piralee, you're live on air.
Hi, my name is Aarti, and I've got a question about my mom's immigration status, not the status exactly. So what happened, my mom has a 10-year visitor visa, and she just visited me and left, visited me for like 6 months and left this July, and I just found out that I'm expecting, and I was curious if she can come and visit me for the, you know, in September for like 3 months and then come back again for my deliveries next month, next year in April.
Yeah, she might be able to do that. It all depends on the officer at the airport, because the officer might say you were just here, now you're coming back again and again. But most of the time, if you explain that you, if she explained that you're expecting, they would probably let her in. But it's kind of a short time. I would recommend that she doesn't come right now. She just come when it's close for your delivery, because if she comes right now, she might, it's going to be only 3 months since she left, so they don't like it too much within 3 months, unless you went to visit like Canada and came back, then they agree to that. But I don't recommend her coming, but she can usually when it comes to pregnancy, they understand. But again, it's at the discretion of the officer at the airport. So if the officer is not in a good mood, he or she might give her a hard time, and if they send her back, they will cancel her visa and she won't be able to come back for 5 years. So there's a risk there. So it's better to wait 6 months. She comes just when, before your delivery. Okay?
Oh, okay. Sounds good. And one other question. So if suppose she comes a little later, say 6 months later, can getting an extension, would that be a problem?
Usually no, because if you're having a baby and she's here and you need her, they will probably grant it. But if there's no good reason, then they won't. But in this case, since there's a pregnancy involved, so you might be okay. Okay? So it's better to do the extension rather than just coming back so fast, okay? Okay, good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Piralee. You're live on air. Hello? so I lost the caller. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk a little bit now about debt settlement. Debt settlement is another thing that we offer to our clients. And again, right now with the economy kind of acting sometimes a little bit weird, although the Bay Area is still doing okay, we can help you basically get out of debts. For example, if you have credit card debts, if you have litigation debts. What is litigation debts? These are debts where basically when you're losing on a case and they get a judgment against you, then you have to pay. And if you don't pay, they can garnish your paycheck. And also they can actually take levy your bank account and put lien on your property, which is the most dangerous part. So I know there are some callers, so just bear with me a little bit. I will take the callers in a minute, Franco. But I just wanted to cover this topic of debt settlement, which is a very important topic because this helps a lot of people get back on their feet. We have helped more than 1,000 people, almost 1,500, kind of get out of debts and move on with their lives. And that avoiding bankruptcy, and we can help them. Usually debt settlement is not debt consolidation, it's more like negotiation. For example, you owe $20,000 on a credit card, we might be able to get it for maybe $5,000, $2,000, and they forgive you for the other part of the debt. And we can help you on that, and you can check the website yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. And when it comes to debt settlement, it's usually a contingency fee. So when we win, then we take a percentage. Otherwise, there's no percentage. So let me take another caller in the meantime, Franco. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Hi, Shah. This is Rachna.
Hi, Rachna.
I have a question regarding my parents' green card. We had applied for the green card, and before it came, they had to go back on parole because my father was sick. And now they want to come back and apply for extension. Can they do that? Can they do that two-year permit thing?
Yes, but they can only do that if the green card was issued. Did they get the green card already?
Yes, they already got the green card, and I already sent that to India for them.
Yeah. Tell them to come as soon as possible. And okay. As soon as they come, you file the reentry permit and okay. Then get the fingerprint done, and then they leave. And if you need help, just give me a call at the office. We'll handle it for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 510-742-5887. I don't know if you have more callers, Franco. This is Shapra. You're live on air. So, sorry, we're having some issues with my phone, I think, on my side. And I think Franco is telling me it's pretty good, but I don't know. So, I apologize. We had some drops today. So, oftentimes, you know, when we do those shows, we have technical difficulties, especially when we're doing them live. The topic I was talking about, of course, is debt settlement. This is one way, like I said, to get out of debts without having to file bankruptcy. And it's very helpful, especially if you're trying to start fresh. We had a lot of cases where people have businesses, for example, they took line of credit, and then suddenly either the economy or they made the wrong business decision and they lose the business, or they cannot move on with the business and they have some debts on their head. And you don't want those debts to come and haunt you, because once you have usually when you take debts or lines of credit, not only you use either you use a property as a collateral or yourself, so they will come after your property or yourself. So this is where we can negotiate for you. We become the buffer. We become basically the obstacle from them from getting everything, and basically put you really kind of into a miserable situation. And we can negotiate those debts. We can do it for credit cards. We did it for many second mortgages, especially when the time when properties were going underwater. Now we don't have that much issues, but still in some areas of California, some properties are still going underwater. So we can help on those too. We can also help on litigation debts, like I said, or basically second mortgages, litigation debts. We can do it for you name it, except student loans, which are difficult. The rest is pretty much we can deal with it. You can always call us to assess. 510-742-5887. 510-742-5887. And now to kind of recap today, we were talking, of course, about a few issues that we are expecting. One of them, which is a big one, is there's a lot of investigation when it comes to H-1Bs, and immigration pretty much is going and checking on cases where they don't believe that the end client is really a good end client, or the original project is not there. So be careful, and if you're getting this situation, give us a call, 510-742-5887. And also, just to let you know, many of the shows that we have right now, are we put them on iTunes. If you type Sharp Rally Immigration Law Talks, you will get many of those. And I have a lot of good presentation on iTunes and even on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you type youtube.com/sharprallylaw, you will get a bunch of very, very good YouTube videos on many topics. So please subscribe to them. And again, anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office, 510-742-5887, attorneyonair.com. And I think Amit is there. Amit, are you there?
Hi, Shah. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amit. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, Franco, I'm going to let Amit continue with the show. Amit, I think you have 13 more minutes to go, so
sure.
I'll let you explain a little bit debt settlement in Punjabi and Hindi,
yes,
and also real estate. So I'll say goodbye. We'll be back next Thursday live, but the show will repeat itself on Monday from noon to 1. Good luck to all, and thank you very much for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Shah. And yes, Sasrikala Dhanavista to all the listeners. And hope you guys are having a great morning right now and enjoying it with your family or at work. And we are here to give you a little bit of a recap on what's happening in the real estate market. So if you are actually, looking for a deal in real estate, you know where to contact. And you can call me. My number to contact is 510-299-9361. Once again, the number is 510-299-9361. And my website address is gambhiramit.com. That's GAMBHIRAMIT.com. And, so we, our office is located in Fremont. And we also do the loans in our office and property management in our office. So we're like one-stop shop. If you need anything regarding real estate, you can definitely reach out to us, and we can definitely make the transaction smoother for you. And our main purpose is to save you money and get you out of trouble. So that's the reason we are here for, to help you out. And also you can listen to us on our half-hour show every Tuesday on 1170 a.m. on Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. So that way we can give you a little bit of more scope on what's happening in the real estate. So again, the number is 510-299-9361. And today I want to talk about a little bit on my listings that I have right now. Plus, we are looking for more listings if you are planning to sell. We have a special going on for the listeners right now. If you are planning to save some money and you are planning to put your listing in the market, let us know. We can definitely look into the details on the comps and try to help you out to see what is the value of your property right now. And अगर तुहानू वेचनी प्रॉपर्टी हैगी है तो वैल्यू जाननी हैगी प्रॉपर्टी की तुम मैंने कॉन्टैक्ट कर सकते हैं तो नाले वी कैन एक्चुअली हैल्प यू तुहानू सारा प्रोजेक्ट के हेल्प कर सकते साडे कोल कॉन्ट्रैक्टर भी है ऑन टॉप ऑफ दैट वी कैन रीमॉडल द प्रॉपर्टी फॉर यू प्लस वी कैन एक्चुअली डू द होल पैकेज फॉर यू टुगेदर एंड वी कैन स्टिल सेव यू मनी एंड आवर मेन थिंग इज टू get you the best price. Te agar tumhare kol do properties hai gane, you want to do a 1031 exchange bhi karna hai ga apni rental property de vich, and then you want to buy another one, if you want to just get a better cap rate on your investment properties, you can definitely let us know. We can help you out on that, and we can definitely give you a better insight of the market and see which areas are developing right now, and plus in which area you can definitely focus on getting a better cap rate for the positive cash flow on the rent and everything for your other investment property. So if you have any of the situation, definitely contact me. I can definitely look into all the situation and help you out. If you have a special sell up as well, if seller wants to sell the property, we charge only 1% on the listing side to the seller. And then if you want to put your listing in the market, we'll do the whole thing for you, we'll help you out. understanding the market and for your property, and then plus we can list it in the MLS, and plus we can market it full service, you know, all the advertisement and everything for you. So 1%, let's say agar tusi twadi property 7 lakh di hegi hai, you're only going to be paying us about $7,000. That's the average we are telling you about to the listing site, to the listing agent. So that's, I mean, you know, it's a good deal for you if you want to save money and you want definitely you want full service on that. Like I said, open house, broker tour, everything that you want us to do, we'll definitely take care of that for you. And let us know. Give us a call. Number is 510-299-9361, and we can definitely take care of that need for you. Baki jehdi listings saade kol as well hai, these are like some great listings. We totally had actually 6 listings, but saade kol 6 de vich 3 already pending ja chuke hai, and 3 more we have left right now, 3 to 4 we have more left. So if you are interested in, let us know. We have a listing available in Newark, which is a townhouse. This is a good starter home. You know, if you are looking to, for first house, this can be a good central location. You know, you can reach to San Jose within 30 minutes, and plus San Francisco in 30 minutes too, depending on the traffic. But it's a great location, centrally located in Newark, in a good school district, close to all the shopping centers, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1988 built, totally remodeled from inside. It's ready to move in with a good-sized backyard. HOA is very good. It's only $145 a month, and you know, the price we have listed it for is $663,000. So the list price again is $663,000, and then we have another listing available in San Jose, which is on Blossom Valley, which is a great another starter home you can definitely count on. You know, it's close to Capitola Expressway. Nice schools, good schools as well. This one is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1589 living area, all updated, ready to move in with the new, you know, landscaping on the outside and the inside, with a new paint and windows, double pane windows and all the stuff. So the price on that is going to be $745,000. And, you know, there are properties sold for $780 and $790 in that area, but we have listed a very reasonable price, so $745,000. Okay, on that area, so 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1589 living area. Biggest lot in the neighborhood is 8,800 lot size. So you can definitely add later on if you want to make a bigger living area on that one. You have the scope on that one too. And the freeways it covers is 87 and 280. So those are the two freeways it's going to be close by. So if you actually work in that area, this could be a good small commute for you as well. Then we have a listing available in Hayward, which is a duplex. It is a good investment property. It's at 2 units, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath each. And this one actually, 4-bedroom, 2-bath together with the biggest lot, 14,000 square feet. If you're a builder, contractor, you're looking for duplexes for the rental purpose. The rent right now coming is about $3,100, but the market rent is about $3,600 in that area. So you can definitely actually have a good leverage over that. And the price we are looking for is $645,000. That's a listed price. So you can also look into that as well. Then we have another listing in Union City, which is 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And that's about 1,400 living area, 6,300 lot size. That one is close to Decoro and Paseo Padre. Nice location. And close to 84 and 101 freeway as well. That one is going to be listed for $750,000. So we have, I mean, still 4 listings available if you are looking to, you know, go for the properties. Then we have a couple of properties outside the Bay Area. We have a house in Fresno County, which is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. This one is only for the first-time buyers. 3,900 living area, listed for $340,000. That's in Fresno. Then we have one in Solano County. It's in Vacaville, California. And that's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath for $250,000 only. We do have access to all the other properties that are bank-owned properties. You know, if you have cash, you wanted to buy cash in a good deal, we can definitely help you out on that. So number again is 510-299-9361. And again, if you are a seller or you have any property in the last minute of this year, as you know, summer has started, but still you are thinking about putting it in the market, article special as well, only 1% on the listing side. And we are definitely, you know, do the full service for you on open house and take care of all your needs on the marketing and everything. So let's say if you have a property for $700,000, you will pay the listing price, listing agent only 1%, which is $7,000. That's just an example I'm giving it to you based on your needs on your property. So give me a call. Number is 510-299-9361. And for the buyer side, I mean, I would say, you know, this is the perfect time. If you haven't bought your house, still the rates are very good right now. This is the perfect time to go for the house if you're planning to buy the house and make your dream come true. If you have all the, tools ready to go for it, like your history of the work, history of the credit, bank balance for the down payment. And, we have different programs for people who don't have too much down payment as well. We can definitely help you out on that as well, too. And again, agar tumhare ko koi problem hai ki, actually, you know, you don't want to sell your property, you don't want to buy anything, but something is giving you a bother, that your credit is getting messed up and you cannot refi on the house and you have two loans on the properties, you need to actually settle down if you have money. Definitely for that, you can contact us at the Shapra Realty team. Another number is 510-742-5887. Then they also actually help you out in tax di koi lien hai ki hai ya fir credit card di koi debt hai ga that you want to settle it up. They can definitely take care of that and they don't charge anything upfront or kuch bhi charge nahi karte upfront. Only time they will charge you is if you actually get accepted on your settlement from the people. They don't have any plans for it. You have to pay the amount in the once the work is done. But you have to have that amount right away. There is no plans. It's not consolidated. It's settlement. So, see, ek wari settlement karde hai gyo. And then after that, once you're done with it, then your credit starts to restore. And then you can, do other things if you want to do that. So, for that, you can call them. Number is 510-742-5887. And they have definitely actually helped my clients out. It's been quite a while and they've done so many of the cases in which they don't charge and they have a good reputation on that. That means if they do, they will make sure that the bank is definitely giving you the best deal possible, on your settlement as well too. So again, their number is 510-742-587. On the other hand, if you definitely want to sell anything, you want to, do the property management, see property management karte hain kya the nale apna loan bhi karte hain office de vich tuhanu pre approval chahida hai to get started. Let us know. We have about 75 lenders in our pocket that we can get you the best rate possible for your file on that one. So my number to contact me is 510-299-9361. My website is gambhiramit.com. The nale sade kol listing jehdi hai gane we have, like I said, four listings available. We are looking for more listings. Agar tusi makan vechna hai ga, we are charging only 1% to the listing side from the listing agent, and we will do full service with the open house, brokers, tours, and everything for you in that one. So again, the number is 510-299-9361, and for Shop Raleigh, it's 510-742-5887. And we'll be back on Tuesday on my show and for 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and with Shop Raleigh on Monday from 12 to 1 p.m. So have a great day and enjoy. Thank you.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Parali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Parali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Parali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Connect your business to the entire...